Lord, reveal your truth to us. Amen. In Ephesians 5, verses 15 and 16, we read, "See then that you walk carefully, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Did you mess up yesterday? Are there some residual effects today, like wounded friendships, poor grades, discipline, feelings of guilt? Do you wish you could go back and do yesterday over again? I can look back over many years in my life where I performed all sorts of spiritual blunders, which I regret. Even if I could go back in time to try to do it over again, I would only end up creating new blunders because I'm a sinner. The fact is that we cannot go back in time. The hymn writer says, "Time is like an ever-flowing stream." So kind of picture yourself as a log floating downstream, going along with the flow. Downstream, I say, because we cannot float upstream into the past. The best that we can do is face each day as it comes, laying aside the sins of the past, placing them on the shoulders of Jesus. After all, he can go back and wipe out all sins. That's why David could pray, "Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord." So with Jesus at our side, we can say at the beginning of each day, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice in it and be glad." So it is that we start all over again each day with the words of the Holy Spirit echoing in our ears. "See then that you walk carefully, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Redeeming the time. Now we know the word redeem. We've learned it means to buy back. And we usually apply it to Jesus, who redeemed us. He paid the price to buy us back for God. In our text, however, we are told to redeem the time. This appears to be a metaphor, meaning make the most of the time that you are given. So when you wake up in the morning, what is the first thing you do? The Spirit says, walk carefully, not as fools, but as wise. So how do you redeem the time? What's your plan? How do you make the most of the time that you're given? How about beginning each day with a prayer? "Take my moments and my days, let them flow with ceaseless praise." This would be a very wise use of time. Follow this then with some moments spent reading scripture, and you have engaged in the morning with a conversation with God. You speak to him in prayer, he speaks to you through the word. So make the most of those days, the moments by a conversation with God. The people of this world face each day plotting and planning how to get the most for themselves. Driven by the power of sin, they don't care what God wants. Well, then they're walking as fools because their use of time leads to destruction. But you're not like them. You have been bought with a price. You know that when Jesus was on this earth, he used his time to redeem you from this world unto God. As sons of God then, male or female, you see time as something to use in the service of the Lord to use for his glory. When the writer to the Hebrews speaks of the great race of faith, Scripture says that let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Well, the same can be said regarding this floating down the river of time. Let's get rid of everything from the past. It just drags us to the bottom. Think of that floating log. It's on the stream of time. It becomes covered with moss and algae and snags. Without Christ, we would be covered with the moss of sin, the algae of unbelief. We would be hung up on the snags of our old Adam, and that would prevent us from peacefully floating downstream toward eternal glory. But we are not snagged. We have been shown how to redeem the time, how to wisely get rid of the debris that so easily ensnares us. It is through repentance and trust in Jesus' work of redemption. Thanks be to God who gives us such a faith as this. So we're on this ever-flowing stream of time. Picture yourself that way. We can remember the past, we can see the present, and the future is an unknown to us. But Jesus not only sees the past and the present, but also the future. And the past he has taken care of on the cross, covering all our sins. Also, he can look downstream, and see what's coming in the future. So today he gives us what we need in order to continue flowing downstream, unencumbered by our sins. He does direct us safely downstream until we reach that ocean which is heaven, the ocean of glory. So, did you mess up yesterday? Did you mess up last year? I'm sure you did. Me too. Take the advice of our text. Proceed carefully, making the wisest use of the time given, and always remember, your times are in God's hands. Let us turn to hymn 537. 537. We're going to sing verse 4 first, and then verse 2.
To those who pray, strength to